Welcome in to today's deep dive. We are looking at, well, the electrical grid and how artificial intelligence is basically rewiring the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a massive shift. I mean, in 2024 alone, the world added a staggering 585 gigawatts of renewable energy.
Right, which is wild because our grid was essentially built for the 1950s.
Exactly.
Okay, let's unpack this. Think of the traditional centralized grid as like a single traffic cop trying to manage a sleepy intersection. Power just flowed strictly top down.
Right, from massive power plants straight to your house.
But today, it's like that exact same cop is suddenly standing in the middle of a massive metropolis. You've got millions of new solar panels and electric vehicles creating these chaotic, bidirectional waves of energy.
And they're just crashing into each other. What's fascinating here is that this volatility makes multi-agent systems, or MAS, an absolute operational necessity.
Because a single cop would just be totally overwhelmed,
Yeah,
right?
completely. We can't rely on a fragile system with a single point of failure anymore. The grid has to become this dynamic, self-healing network.
So we have to distribute the intelligence outward. We're handing control over to specialized software agents right at the edge of the network.
Right. For instance, you have prosumer agents running directly on your home solar setup. They use neural networks to actually predict your future solar output based on weather patterns.
Oh, wow. Just running locally at your house.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have EV agents handling your car. They manage vehicle-to-grid charging, meaning your vehicle can actually push power back to the street when it's needed.
Okay, wait. I have to push back here. If my house, your car, and our neighbor's battery are all making these split-second independent decisions, wouldn't that just create pure chaos?
It sounds like it would, yeah. But they aren't just guessing in a vacuum. These agents use multi-agent reinforcement learning.
Which means what exactly?
Basically, they run millions of simulated scenarios. They are constantly playing out different strategies to find the exact moment to buy or sell power without overloading the local transformer.
Right.
And they combine that with graph neural networks.
So instead of just knowing the car is plugged in, the agent understands the physical topology, like the actual graph of who is physically connected to whom.
Precisely. It understands the laws of physics for its specific neighborhood. It knows exactly how its local actions will ripple out and impact the neighbors.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting to me. If there is no master controller calling the shots, how do these autonomous agents actually negotiate? Like, how do they trust each other?
Well, that need for trustless, decentralized cooperation naturally dictates the architecture. And this is where blockchain platforms come in, like GridSyncNet.
Ah, blockchain.
Right, because smart contracts are mathematically enforced. Your solar panel can sell energy to your neighbor's EV, and it settles instantly based on preset rules. No middleman required.
But hold on, isn't my primary goal just to charge my car as cheaply as possible? How do you force an AI agent to care about the grid's overall stability?
That is such an important question. It brings up a mechanism called sustainability shaping.
Yeah.
In their mathematical reward functions, agents actually get penalized for relying on high carbon power.
Wait, really?
Yeah. And they get bonus rewards for actions that increase grid resilience. So they are mathematically driven to lower emissions, not just hunt for the absolute cheapest rate.
That makes perfect sense. But to execute all these smart contracts in real time, you need ultra-low latency. You can't have lag when you're balancing the power
No, for
grid.
sure. You need instant communication.
And that's where local 5G edge computing steps in. The data actually shows that processing this intelligence locally over 5G cuts fault response times by 33%, and it drops system-wide peak demand by over 23%.
Which is huge. If we connect this to your daily life, your EV could just be sitting in your driveway, automatically stabilizing your neighborhood's power grid during a massive spike.
While making you money in a peer-to-peer market.
Exactly. And if a storm takes out a local substation, those surviving agents instantly communicate, isolate the fault, and reroute power to keep your lights on.
It's a fully cellular, self-healing ecosystem. So, what does this all mean? We are looking at the ultimate vision of an internet of energy.
Yeah, a grid where power is routed with the exact same decentralized intelligence as data on the web. It is a fundamental rewiring of our infrastructure.
It really is. But it does leave you with one final, slightly unsettling question to chew on. If AI agents eventually control our cars and home appliances to perfectly balance this massive automated grid, will we one day lose the right to manually override our own power consumption during a crisis? Something to think about.